You know what? F you. And F your goals. I want to go. No. I mean, man, I hate it here. I'm going to move back to North Carolina. This LA guy's telling me what to eat.
Roy's like, yo, Alex, take your shoes off. Into the unknown.
World's crazy, man.
Why? Why is the world crazy, man?
Because we're still in a garage. But the more we're in here, the more I like it. I'm like, yo.
It's humbling.
It's not
and
bad.
It's chill. It's like, you know, growing up, having a garage. Some people don't, but yeah. We did. And it's like, it reminds me of home.
Yeah. This is very, like, I remember growing up, like, the garage I had. I used to jump rope in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, like, space.
And you mentioned earlier, I have the shoe rack here filled with shoes. And my parents had it
growing turning off. Into a parent. Like, your house is starting to remind me of our parents growing up.
Ah.
Because you have shoes in the garage. And I never had shoes in the garage, like, outside of my home.
But do you wear shoes in the bed?
No.
Okay, cool.
No way.
Okay, cool. Because you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like TV shows, like, hey, get your shoes off the freaking bed, dude.
Yeah, like, I don't. I put them on the like ottoman sometimes, and Alexa's like, hey, don't put your shoes up there. I'm like, oh, sorry.
No, yeah.
But they're on the very edge, too. And it's like only the back of my shoes are touching. Okay. I don't know. But earlier, in between podcasts, I was like walking to the bathroom. And I look over and I see Roy like holding stuff, but then it's like Monette was like, come here. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, and I remember thinking, oh, I wonder what they're talking about. And then Roy's like, yo, Alex, take your shoes off. I was like, I stopped in place. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I was I was bringing something upstairs and then she's like, come here. I was like, what? I was like, oh, what's the tea?
Can you tell Alex to take his shoes off?
Hey!
Yeah,
that's what happened.
It was like I'm pretty sure she whispered it because she wanted you to do it on your own.
Yeah,
and you said, "Yeah, okay, it'll be our little secret." Yo,
I know.
Take off your shoes.
She wanted me to tell you, like making it like come from me. Yeah. Not her. I'm like, "His right there." Hey. I made it so obvious.
I would have been like, "Is that for you or Mona?" He's like, "It's for me." That was so funny. Damn, you guys are parents.
I was like, hey, I was just telling Mona I didn't like your shoes in here. So while you're here.
Yeah. I think it's because I was like, oh, I'm just going to go back outside. But this isn't outside. Mm. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk through and then just like. But then I was like, it's still like house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still. I forgot how far your house, your door.
Yeah, dude. Like, remember, she did the same thing for New Year's Day.
Yeah.
David Alvarez came in. And then she pulled me aside. She's like, David's wearing shoes. I was like, ooh, David's wearing shoes inside. She always comes to me in like whispers. I'm like, okay, I got you.
She's like, oh, her throat hurts. You could have done that.
The what?
She could have just yelled that.
All right, I'm going to try this
theory. Well, we know the trick, man. So once a week, remember, you can suck
once
on
a week,
a, on
I can
Starburst.
Suck on a...
It only takes 10 minutes.
I can only do it because I have braces. Yeah. I can eat it. It's just annoying to get out. Yeah. So.
All right. I pictured you as a bracist.
I am a big bracist.
I know.
I mean, either, actually. I thought I was going to get Invisalign, but then after I got my x-ray scans, I realized how like effed up my jawline.
So Invisalign wasn't enough?
No.
Oh.
It's more effective.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if I get the bands. I get bands later on that connect the top to bottom.
Yeah.
That like force the jaws to like move. So apparently it sucks. So I'm going to enjoy this current phase of my braces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't chew it.
I want to.
Don't. No, don't.
I want to so bad.
I'm gonna watch.
Mm.
I'm gonna. We have footage. Do not.
I know.
That's watching it, or she's listening to this right now.
I want to go.
No.
Oh, dude. The nursery is done.
Oh yeah.
For the baby.
We were about to film this podcast, and he's like, and the interior designer said, "Wait, it's ready. Can you come look?" And they just went and go filmed for like 30 minutes.
Oh, 30?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, it. I'm going to show you guys.
Is it crazy?
I mean,
it's a pretty big room from what I remember. Cause I remember it as an office. That's it.
You remember what it looked like with a bed and a dresser. That was it.
But no desk and no like camera equipment, no streaming setup. It's going to be a big, way bigger room.
No. It's we changed it. It's not that room. It's the one above us now. Just because this is the only one with the bathtub.
Oh, at the end. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, so what are you going to do in that room then?
It's a guest room now.
Oh, that's a nice guest room.
I know.
That's the nicest guest room you have, then.
I think so.
It's big. I'm like, is that one designed or is it, what is it?
She's fixing it up.
The guest room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
But it's not like it's going to be like super designed like this one.
It's going to be half the necessities.
I really want to bite this, man.
No, don't
Sucking
do it.
Sucking hurts.
Don't do it, man. But aren't you glad that we came up with this loophole? I'm surprised you did it. Usually you don't do my random ideas.
But I've been craving this. How can I not pass this up? It's been next to me.
Oh.
For 3 weeks, dude.
You know, for the first time in my life, I'm 35 now. Mm-hmm. For the first time in my life, I realized how much I love chewing candy.
Chewing candy? What do you mean?
I just love chewing candy. I'm just so glad I have the ability to do that at all times. Like, any time in my life, I could wake up in the middle of the night and chew candy if I want.
Chew, like, were you not able to chew candy before?
No, I've always been, but I'm more appreciative of it now.
Oh, you're grateful.
I appreciate, yeah. You're like, this is the most grateful I've ever been.
Oh, wow.
I'm so happy I could do that.
Oh, because I got braces. Oh, I was like, why are you saying this? You know what? F you. And F your goals.
Hey, not my goals. My goals?
F your goals. I don't get
F your future endeavors. What? Damn, that's a grudge. That's like in the future.
I was like, wait, you're taking jabs at me right now.
That's like, you know what? F you and F you kids' chances at getting into a good college. No. Damn! That's like 18 years away!
No. No.
What?
Bro. All good intentions, bro.
Okay.
What is that? Your second Starburst now?
Oh, what? Second? That's at least my sixth.
Yeah, I'm still on my first one.
Well, the second one on this pod. Okay. But since I've been at your house, at least like seven.
Your Starburst is so good.
It's so good, so bursty.
I can't do it.
Don't do it, don't do
I'm
it.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to prove my point that I can. I'm not.
We can't. It's going to break your bracket. You don't break a bracket? You want to be a bracket breaker?
What, is it Marsh Madness?
You can be a bracket breaker, bro.
I'm going to be a bracket breaker.
Don't be a bracket breaker, bro.
What do you think about Epstein Files? No, I'm serious. Like, I'm just like on TikTok, I'm like, oh, Epstein Files.
Oh, I just want to see. I just want them all to be out, man.
You want to know who's on the list?
I just want, like, if your name's in there, I don't care who you are, what side you're on, what, like, how much money you have, what your status is,
mm-hmm.
Then I think people should know. I think it should be released.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, if he's on there.
Really?
I don't care.
Wow.
Still, I want to see it.
Ryan's Toy Reviews.
Yep. If he's
on there. Damn, boy!
Yep. Dang. Everybody, why not?
Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Anybody.
Okay, so current news. You know the singer David?
Yeah.
Apparently he's a suspect now.
Yeah, that took a while.
I know, right?
I'm very surprised.
I wonder how they came up with that, because that was not the first thing I thought of. His name was not the first name I thought of.
Really?
No.
David?
He was the first name I thought of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, number one. I'm going to make a Starburst sandwich like of a child.
Damn, bro.
You're going to be jealous. You're going to want it.
I'm still on my first one. This takes longer than 5 minutes, man.
No, I said 10.
You said 5.
I said my guess was 9, but it ended up taking 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, you got to move. You planning on moving?
Yeah.
I think out of LA?
No, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. We do want to move. Probably like next summer we'll move. We don't know where though. It could be Hawaii. It could be LA. It could be outside of LA. It could be probably most likely somewhere on this planet.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Would you ever move back to North Carolina?
I think I would. I think I would just because I feel like it feels like more family for me. Mm. It feels like a more family environment.
It's like a village for you.
Yeah. Basically. I feel like LA is just, they're just so like woke and pushing stuff. And they're like, you gotta do this. You can't eat that. You can't do this. And it's just a lot for a child.
Oh.
I feel like I don't want them to, be like.
Your mind shifts a lot when you have a child.
It's just a lot fast paced here. Like, this is fast-paced, and I grew up, like, slow-paced, like, playing in the creek.
Well, it depends on L.A. where you live, though. There's a lot slower places in L.A. you could live.
Yeah.
And if you want to speed up, just drive 10, 20 minutes that way.
True.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's what we're debating right now.
Mm.
Wait, could you ever see yourself moving back to North Carolina?
Do I ever see? I mean, it's not 0%.
Yeah.
But
it's low.
It's pretty low. Just because, I don't know. I like it here, man.
I like it here too.
A lot of people like hate it. They never really gave it a chance. They only saw like the bad side. But if you move past seeing the bad side, there are good parts and good sides to LA.
I feel like most people I talk to that didn't grow up here, like usually like early 20s, like when people my age, they were saying, oh, I'm going to live here forever. But then people start growing up. People start having families, start having kids. Mm-hmm. Like even JC and Kian don't live like over here anymore. They live farther away.
Mm.
Because like that's just what happens when you're like, okay, this is the priority.
Mm-hmm. Dude, for real.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess LA's like, I don't know.
Perspective changes, dog.
There's definitely been kids grown up in LA before.
You know any LA natives?
Not really.
Okay, see, they're cool people.
I made a clump of all the flavors.
Yo, that looks like a mouth, like a. You know what that looks like? An endoskeleton. You ever had an endoskeleton? Bro.
Are you going again?
I am. It's
supposed to be once a week.
Hey, shut up.
Did you finish it?
You're so LA telling me what to do. You don't eat this. Don't eat that.
Do you have You're it? So LA You're now. Out of it?
I'm done.
Dang.
Mm. Man, I hate it here. I'm going to move back to North Carolina. This LA guy's telling me what to eat. Stop.
I think if it would be tough. Moving back to North Carolina would be tough. It would be take some getting used to. It would definitely seem like this is too slow because I'm so used to this.
Yeah.
But I think after like a year, it'd be nice.
What?
It'd be cool if like...
I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating on North Carolina at all. I freaking love Durham. I love North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But I just grew so, like I said, adjusted to living here and like, you know, the food, diversity and the weather. If I feel like if I move back,
yeah,
I would absolutely enjoy it for the first
Eventually.
Month.
Oh, for the first month.
And then once that honeymoon stage is over, you're like, whoa, like, oh, this is where I live now.
This is life.
Like, oh.
I think it would be the opposite. I think it would suck for the first month.
Really?
Because everything's so slow, but you're so busy, like, setting up the house and everything. You'd be, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then then you have a few months of getting used to where you're living and things slow down again. And then you start getting into your routine. And then after a year, you'd be like, oh, I like it.
Oh.
But before that, it'd just be struggle bus.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I think if it makes sense, I would choose California. We would stay in California.
Mm.
Yeah. But I don't know. Then the more I realize, I'm like, dude, like, our jobs... Is it beneficial to be in California at all? Because so many YouTube friends of mine or like TikTok friends of mine, they've moved to like Vegas or Texas or somewhere else just because they're like...
You can work from anywhere, honestly. It's just a matter of like if you like where you live.
Yeah, it's just California takes like 50%. When you're in the tax bracket that like successful YouTubers are, they take 50%.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What does North Carolina take? Like 10, 15?
No, like 40.
No, really?
What? What?
I don't think so.
40.
Of
what? Well,
are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, 30.
I feel like it's 21.
I say 40, dog.
Oh, maybe. No, I say 29.
Because the world is inflated.
Yeah, but California and North Carolina is a big difference.
Yeah. North Carolina has more letters.
I haven't eaten today. That's why I'm eating so much candy. What time is it?
It's 4:15.
No, it's not.
Almost.
It's 4:14? 4:15?
No.
Oh,
that's how do you say 3:45 in old man terms?
It's 3:15 or 15 by wait, I don't know.
It's like a quarter before 4.
Yeah, a quarter before 4, yeah. Dang, I haven't eaten it. It's almost 4.
You ate candy.
That's not good. I eat so much candy. Should I get Burger Lounge or Raising Cane's?
Personally, asking me?
Yeah.
A Burger Lounge because I can eat it better.
Okay.
My heart says Raisin Cane's.
What?
What's up?
You know, freaking, I forgot to tell you.
Why?
This is life changing news I'm about to display.
Okay.
They're going to be a Frozen 3 and 4 now.
What? There's a 2?
Yeah.
Wait, this
two is
new?
Better than one.
What happens in two?
Two is where it gets artistic. And then she saves at the end. She saves the castle and she stops the wave of snow. And she's like, she freezes the wave and then it turns to snow.
Into the unknown.
Yeah, into
okay,
the unknown.
Okay, got it. The Amazing 3 and 4?
Into the unknown!
So, what happened in the third one?
I don't know yet. It hasn't come out yet, but they made 3 and 4, and Kristen Bell and, dang, I always get her name wrong. Idrina?
Idrina. Mel. Idrina. Medell.
Something like that. Elsa. Elsa, they both signed on for $60 million each for both movies, and it's the highest payment in animation, I think. It's like up, it's up there.
They're set, dude.
Yeah.
Good for them, bro.
It's a worldwide phenomenon. When Frozen came out, it like was rivaling like Star Wars and Harry Potter and Marvel.
I think we watched it like 3 times.
When the first one came out, it became the number one animated film ever. And when the second one came out, it became the number one animated film ever.
Is it still, or is it still the...
I don't know. No, probably not anymore, but it was at the time when it came out.
That's wild.
First one made $1.2 billion. Second one made almost $1.5 billion. And that's not even including... that's merch. Just grossing for the film. That's not even including
the
merchandise.
Merch and like, oh my God.
And the Disney and the music.
Kristen Bell is set, bro.
The music was on the top charts when it came out. Oh, yeah, they're good. Great.
They're super set.
Yeah. So...
Hey, what did you see the Maui commercial? Not Maui.
No, I didn't see it.
Moana?
I saw Fabio Jackson react to it.
Who's that?
He's a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Okay.
Yeah. And he has horrible reactions to things.
Really?
He just doesn't react.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, people I didn't see it, but apparently people are hating on The Rock.
Why?
Because they say he's too small to play the part of Maui.
Oh, because he lost
Maui's
so much
like,
weight?
Huh?
He lost a bunch of weight?
I don't know. They said Maui's supposed to be, like, bigger.
He usually puts on a lot of weight if he has to, and he loses a lot of weight if he has to.
Also, Maui's a Hawaiian god.
Yeah.
So.
Is he not Hawaiian?
No, he is.
He is, right?
But he's not a god.
Yeah.
They want an actual
god. Nobody's a god. Oh.
Like, the I don't know. I really don't know.
An actual god.
Yeah.
I heard they're busy. I don't know if they take requests. That's crazy.
We should go get some.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
We're talking about Hawaii. I can't wait to eat poke. I haven't had poke since. I haven't had poke since before the pregnancy.
Because she can't have poke.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, be a part of that support.
Yeah, but so, how come it's not the other way around?
You know what I mean?
How come she eating candy if you can't eat candy?
She can eat candy?
How come she is eating candy if you can't eat candy? Where's the return?
I can't eat candy.
No, you can't chew candy. Why is she still chewing candy?
So you want her to suck on candy?
Yeah.
I can ask.
Just out of solidarity.
I can ask.
Yeah. You won't.
I'm not gonna. Hey. No, she's pregnant, bro. She's about to pop.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm gonna stress
the right
her.
Answer.
Hey, don't suck on the candy. Don't chew on candy. Don't suck on the candy.
Yeah.
She's gonna be so mad.
No, she's gonna be like, oh, damn, you're right. Mm-hmm. I see your side of things and I submit to your will. That's the maddest your parents ever got at you is when you skip school.
Yeah,
but what does that mean? Like, what did they do to you? You got grounded for what? How long?
Like 2 weeks.
You got grounded for 2 weeks.
2 weeks
because you skipped school to go to State Fair when you were 14.
Yep.
Grounded for 2 weeks and they took your phone away.
No, they broke my phone.
Oh, they smashed it against the wall. Yeah.
Never had a phone for the next probably 2 years after that.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I was just phoneless.
But, how long were you grounded?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? And what's grounded mean in your life? In your
just can't leave the house. That's it.
So you can watch TV?
Yeah.
You can get on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
You can play video games?
Mm-hmm.
You just can't leave the house?
Can't leave the house.
How often were you leaving the house? I feel like as a kid, I left the house, like, to go, I guess, I don't know. I didn't mind being home.
I like being out of the house. I don't know, just whenever.
And that was the main part of your grounding, is just you can't go outside, but
you can't
do
go outside.
Anything you want inside.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, I wanted to leave. Like, I wanted to hang out with friends and stuff.
Yeah, but that's not that bad.
But
I feel like grounded is like you're not allowed to leave your room and you can't have a screen and you can't have your phone.
That's pretty bad. I didn't have my phone.
Yeah. but if you were grounded for another reason, you would be allowed to have your phone.
Maybe no phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably
okay.
No phone.
But you could play video games, you could watch movies, you could go
out. Remember when phones were like not unlimited?
You couldn't even go in the backyard?
okay, that's, I probably could.
That was not that bad of a grounding.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, actually, maybe I had a good childhood.
I also got in trouble because phones used to not be unlimited.
Yeah.
And I just went over my parents.
With girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I think I remember that. I remember you getting,
What the heck? $240 over. I'm like, damn.
You're like, dang, sucks for you.
Like, love it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I can't even remember my parents really getting that mad at me. I remember my house smelled like weed one time, and it wasn't me, but my dad thought it was me.
Oh.
And he got pretty mad about that, but like,
oh wow.
He was like, who is smoking dope in my house?
No,
yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody else, not me though.
No way.
I'm not telling you for the same reason I didn't tell my dad when I was 10. I was like 17.
Oh, okay.
16, 17.
Okay, tell me after.
Yeah, I'll tell you after. Okay. I didn't tell you before?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, somebody else did, and
you know who it was.
I know who it was.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew. He was like 4.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Can I tell this story? I'm trying to think from other people's perspectives. Would they be upset?
I mean, it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So this other person, so they did. And then they asked me and I was like, no, I'm going to watch TV. I have a headache.
Yeah. Dad, you're hearing this? Yeah.
Yeah. He already knows this.
Listen. Okay.
That other person took our friend that he's hanging out with in the garage back to his place. So he was gone for like 20 minutes. In that 20 minutes, my dad comes home from work and I'm watching TV on the car, on the couch in the living room. And left. Oh.
Cut that out.
Blame that name out. But this person.
Yo.
Left the garage door open.
Oh.
Where it was, where the incident was occurring, so it seeped out, but I didn't clock it.
Oh.
I didn't clock that it smelled like that in the living room because, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah, and then so my dad walks in, which is in between the living room and the garage door, and he's like, "Hey," and I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Hey," I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Hey," I was like, "What?" And he said, why does it smell like dope? Who been smoking dope in my house? Yeah, that's what he called it. And then I was like, I don't know. And he's like, you don't smell that? I was like, I don't smell that. And he's like, Alex, you don't smell that? And I was like, I don't smell that. I said, Papa, believe me, I don't smell nothing. And then then the person came home after dropping our friend over, and he walked in, and my dad's like, hey, guess who was smoking dope in the house? And he said, this guy. And he pointed at me. And I was like, oh. And then he was like, do you smell that? And he's like, now that you mention it, it does smell a little different.
Is this what he said?
Yeah. What is that? And then he's like, it's dope. And he was like, what? And your brother was doing it. And he said, and then they said, I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would be that dumb to do that. And then he's like, well, we did. And he's like, dang. And that was it. I got grounded.
Wow.
That was the end of the story.
You didn't, like, prove it?
I didn't know. How can I prove it?
You're like, I don't even know what dope is. I don't know.
There's no way to prove it. It was done.
Bro,
yeah.
I'm sorry that happened, brother.
What do you do in that situation?
I would try to tell him I
would. You would assume that the guilty party would claim it.
Yeah.
But they did not.
No.
And I wasn't going to say anything.
You're like,
So I was like, oh, I guess it's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
And my dad didn't know for like 20 years.
Oh, wow. You don't.
No. He didn't know for like 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he say when you revealed who it was?
He was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, dang. And that was it. That was it. But once we got older, I was like, yeah, this is what actually happened. Like, you didn't know this, but this is what actually happened.
Whoa. You ever smoke with your dad?
No.
Oh, wow.
I almost got him to take, like, a tiny piece of an edible with me. But he didn't. My mom did.
Oh, your mom did?
Yeah.
Wow.
She ate edible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was she?
She didn't like it. She just said it made her tired.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that was probably the maddest my dad got at me.
How's streaming going for you?
It's going good. I like it a lot. It's I got to get back in the flow of things, because when I thought I had the box, I cut down from every day to like 3 times a week. And yeah. Now I have to go back to every day after like two or three months of not doing that.
Yeah.
And so I'm still getting in the swing of things. I'm still getting back in the swing of things.
Oh, nice.
But I'm also freaking doing Vlogmas.
Oh, you every day?
And so every day, Monday through Friday until Christmas, which equals 19 wow. days.
Yeah.
For 19 days, I'm going to be freaking just like I did when I was like 28,
yeah.
26.
Yeah.
Just carrying a camera with
me. So every day you have an agenda. You have to have an yeah. agenda. Or yeah. else it's just going to be like, hey.
Yeah. Hey. So every day, at least Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be, I'm probably going to film a couple like Christmas related or holiday related challenges just to take a break from vlogging.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to vlog anything interesting or anything I can make interesting, just like back in the day. Because I posted a video and I titled it, I'm Lost.
Mm.
And I was like, guys, I lost touch with what you guys want. And I think I can't remember. I think it was like hundreds, maybe thousands of comments.
Mm.
And they want vlogs.
Mm.
And I was like, really? And they're like, yes, we just want to see what's going on in your day. We want to see the vlogs again.
They want you, bro. That's huh? it. They just want you, personality. They just want someone to connect. That's really
I think it's just like streaming. Yeah. They're just like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Every once in a while I debate. I'm like, they want vlogs. They just want daily, like, just glimpses into my life. And I was like, should I go back? Should I just start streaming? Because I feel like streaming is an evolved form of daily vlogging.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what they want, then why am I doing YouTube? Why am I not just live streaming every day?
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be crazy if I was a live streamer.
Yeah. I mean, everything evolves, brother.
Yeah. But I would like to do daily vlogs. I'd rather do daily vlogs over live streaming.
Yeah, dude.
But live streaming seems to be the move.
It is. Vlogs are dead, bro.
Yeah.
They've been gone.
Yeah.
Same with
But that's what my audience wants, because you got to think about, because you grew up, after we split up, you grew up in the trending world, like, oh, this is how mm-hmm. it does well.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the connection world.
Yeah.
So then, like, I have to decide. I'm like, do I want to try to fix that, do work with the algorithm, or do I want to work with my community?
Community always beats.
You think?
Because if the algorithm shifts, your community stays the same.
Yeah, so I think I got to just focus on it, because if I try to do algorithm stuff, then I'll just get new people, and that's not really community. That's just in and out people.
Mm-hmm.
But so I got to work on the audience I have now and just slowly build it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too.
Yeah.
I'm staying with one niche. That's it.
Gaming?
Yeah, gaming horror.
Yeah.
The more I flip-flop, the more confusing it gets. That's why...
You stop streaming.
Yeah, stop streaming. Stop doing all the trend stuff, because trends die.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just got to stick with one niche and just milk it.
Yeah.
So
that's what you did with Guava Juice. You didn't invent the bathtub challenge, but you perfected it. Just like Michael Jackson didn't invent the moonwalk, but he made it popular.
Mm.
So what could you do in gaming that's not being done?
Like
the Guava, the bathtub video, everybody did that once.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. Bunch of times, became the bathtub guy.
Yeah.
So is there, I don't know.
No, just be personable.
Okay.
Just
okay,
personality.
Okay.
If they like me for me, that's it, bro. That's all I could ask for.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm pretty sure Morgan Freeman didn't become successful until he was like in his 60s with acting.
Mm.
That's crazy, because I feel like it's all downhill from here.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. We're basically cooked, dude.
Yeah.
We're cooked.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Just different chapters, different challenges.
Dang, we'll you're gonna have a freaking Pokemon soon,
bro.
It's gonna be with you all the time, or if it's not with you, it's trying to get to you.
Yeah,
like, go away.
I'm not gonna say go away.
Not go away.
I'm gonna go away. Maybe like yeah. in that, like, yeah. like you know,
yeah,
cadence. But no, it's I'm so excited for to show you the freaking nursery bag.
Oh, let's go.
You want to do it now?
Let's go.
No.
Right after this. But we did 30 minutes before, right? Oh, so we only got like 10 more minutes.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Quick questions. Go. Hit us a question. Go.
Yeah, me give you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be a knee or an elbow?
Knee.
Okay, you ask me a question.
If you stack one pizza on top of another pizza, there's still two pizzas.
Yeah.
But if you stack a lasagna on top of another lasagna,
mm-hmm.
it's just one lasagna.
Mm.
He got it. If someone dies while taking an exam, can you say they passed?
If you're waiting for the waiter, Does that make you the waiter?
True.
You were never a waiter?
No.
You worked...
I did.
Delivery driving?
Delivery driving, cashier, bagger.
How was the delivery driving?
I actually loved it.
Why?
Because time flies when you're in the car driving.
And you just go and you drop it off and then they open the door?
Yeah, no, I would call them because it was for Duke University. Yeah. And, you know, Duke students got some money. So the tips were nice.
And they came back. They came out and gave you... You gave them the food and they gave you the money?
Yeah, I just call them, like, hey, I'm downstairs in the Wanamaker alleyway. Yeah. Can you meet me there?
Uh-huh.
And then give the food. And then I hand them a phone. Luckily, there was a phone there. So they just type in their PIN code.
Oh.
And then there's like a tip thingy, like 10%, 15%, yeah. 20%.
Was there every... What's like a fun encounter, like a crazy encounter? You've never had anything weird happen delivering?
Delivering, no. Nothing
what?
Crazy.
What?
No, nothing.
Nothing crazy?
No, nothing... Nothing crazy. Nothing stood out.
Nothing?
Duke students are boring, bro.
I was a waiter, and I have so many stories.
Go ahead.
I was so sweaty.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's hard work running around. We had to wear ties. Mm. And I would always be so sweaty, and I was like, ew, I would hate to have me as my waiter.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. You sweat naturally.
Yeah.
Like.
And then also we were doing the line dancing. I worked at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh.
So, and we had to wear jeans, and then we had to wear a long sleeve in the winter, so it got hot.
Dang, bro. I'm telling you, you should just own like a restaurant, like a Texas Roadhouse.
You think?
For the vibes.
How much is that?
Like 200K, something like that.
And then you make money from it?
Yeah.
So if you put 200K in.
I don't know if they franchise, though. Do you think they franchise? Because, yeah, if there's a Texas Roadhouse near here, I would definitely go to that. Shit.
Oh, yeah. I would be at Texas Roadhouse once a week.
Yeah.
Just like Boiling Crab. I go there every other week.
There's nothing here in LA, though. It's like farther, like. Up north, or
yeah, but I think
Vegas?
I think either this year or last year, Texas Roadhouse was the fastest growing sit down restaurant in the country.
Really?
Yeah, location wise, they were popping off. Yeah, so they have Texas Roadhouse everywhere except for here.
Oh wow!
Dang. Yeah,
you know we're getting a Bojangles.
Yeah,
apparently I don't know. It's been forever since I saw that news, but
you like Raising Cane's or Bojangles?
Raising who?
Raising Cane's or Bojangles?
Bro.
That's a tough one.
Bojangles for sure.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
But if you had to eat it every day.
Bojangles.
Really?
Yeah.
I think maybe Bojangles.
I like Zaxby's better than
Raising Cane's. I like it both than both of those. Oh yeah. Zaxby's better than Chick-fil-A, better than Raising Cane's, better than Bojangles.
Yeah, Zaxby's, I wish we had a Zaxby's. If you don't know what Zaxby's is, it's basically Raising Cane's.
You know what I always thought was overrated?
Arby's.
No, I love Arby's.
Ah, triggered you. Rage bait.
Yeah. Is the In-N-Out of North Carolina, which is called...
Cookout.
Yeah.
You thought that was overrated?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's cool.
I mean, right now it's overrated.
I feel like most restaurants that have an insane amount of items on the menu always suck.
Really?
Because they don't have any... They don't focus on a couple and make it really good. There's all like mid... Everything they have is mid. They have steak, salad, soup, candy, donuts, everything. Yeah. But everything's mid because they have so many options.
I gotta agree, bro. The older I got, and they got more expensive, bro. The cookout tray used to be like $4. Yeah. Now it's like $6-$7 for the same amount.
Do you remember your order?
Yeah, dude. A double cheeseburger with onion rings and hash browns with the strawberry cheesecake milkshake.
That's it?
Yeah.
The shakes there, you can put so much in your shake and you only put two things?
Yeah.
I just put six things.
That's crazy, bro.
Did you know that you could do that?
I did.
I tried. They said you can have whatever you want as long as you can fit it in the cup.
Wow.
So I would get ice cream, I would get Heath Bar, Snickers, malt powder on top, Oreos, M&M's. It was pretty much a cup of candy.
Dang. You're saying it's overrated?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's good. The price
that was
the price doesn't match what it is now. Yeah. But back in the day, it was definitely worth it.
I used to get a foot long hot dog.
Damn.
Everything on it. And then a honey mustard chicken wrap.
Ooh.
And then fries and I think hush puppies. Damn. And then the milkshake.
You're making me hungry. You're hungry, man.
Your nails are so shiny. Mine are dumb and dull and stupid.
Brother. It's okay, brother. You like In-N-Out better than Cookout?
No.
You don't like In-N-Out?
No.
Duh.
I'm not. Really? I mean, it's so bland. They have no options.
What? But that's
Yeah, you'd think if they only have fries, burger, and milkshake, it would be the best ever in the world out of all three, because that's all they have on the menu. But they're all okay.
Have you had it recently?
Yeah.
When recently?
Like at least maybe 2 months ago.
What?
Maybe like 3 months ago?
Look, I used to hate it too, but I
don't
just kept
hate
eating it.
I just don't see the hype around it.
What?
Why?
It's good. I mean, their fries suck ass. Aside from that, good, bro.
That's the third of the menu.
Fries? No, we got double, even the milkshakes.
And the milkshakes are the same as everybody else's milkshakes.
What?
There's nothing proprietary about your product.
All right. Whatever.
It's strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Yeah.
Can they even mix the flavors?
Simplicity is better, bro. Dang, bro. You don't like it. That's crazy. I mean, I get it, bro. In the beginning, I understand. I'm like,
when you were naive back in the day?
When I was naive?
Yeah.
When I liked cookout better, I was like, man, this is it in the menu.
Yeah.
And then I had In-N-Out. I was like, man, I can only eat it with like Tabasco back in the day.
Really? But now you like it. You grew into it.
I grew into it. It's crazy.
So I just got to give it more chances. I've probably eaten it In-N-Out, man. Out of 10 years. I've probably eaten there 5 times.
You got to give it more of a chance, dude.
Okay, once...
I've had it like 8 times this year.
This year?
Yeah.
That's like once a month. No, that's once a month and a half.
If they had freaking DoorDash, it would have been over, but that's the only bad part. You have to go there and get it.
Is it that good? What do you get? What do I get?
I just get the double-double with onion. That's it.
All right, let's go look at the nursery.
All right, bet.
All right, let's go.
I want In-N-Out. I'm gonna get you In-N-Out burger, bro.
In that room.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Bye.